Carthage Livestock Auction has a sale every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Under new ownership and management, Kevin McDonald would like to invite you to their sale. Call today, 903-277-4067. Hauling available, cattle working available, and lowered commission rates. Get in touch with the folks at Carthage Livestock Auction, 903-277-4067.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning, everybody. Want to catch a movie? Tomorrow's a great day to catch a movie, anytime, at Parkway Cinema, only $6. Playing today and tomorrow, Heart Eyes, Love Hurts, two brand new movies. Entertain yourself at Parkway Cinema. Go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Get all the information that you need. Got a question for you. You got a hearing loss, or someone in your family's got a hearing loss? And you tried to buy those hearing aids on TV and realized real quickly you had thrown your money away. Get a free test from Hearing Solutions by good friend Dr. Karen Mills. She is a professional, been doing it for a lot of years, and she does it right. If you're a veteran, hearing aids are free. Let me tell you, they got an office in Hemphill. They got one in Jasper. In Hemphill, call 409-787-3388 in Jasper, 409-384-2383. Want to hear? She can take care of that for you, Dr. Karen Mills. Robert Gentry is our guest this morning. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. We're very pleased to have with us this morning Trey Mitchell. He is the new Louisiana GOP party representative for District 31. And Trey, it's a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for inviting me on.
Trey, for people who don't know you, why don't we start off this interview by you telling us a little bit about yourself so that folks listening will be acquainted with you.
Yes, sir. Lifelong resident of Sabine Parish, grew up in Florine, spent a little bit of time in Hornbeck as well, and I married a girl that lived in Manny, so I've been living in Manny since I graduated high school. I work in the natural gas industry, and that's pretty much it. I'm nothing special about me. I'm just a regular citizen, and I got into entry-level politics. I had become pretty close with Mr. Alan Seaball, our state senator for our district, and, he kind of encouraged me to, step into this role because it was empty. I believe Mr. Biles had it for years. So I'll get into that portion. So basically, I am the LA GOP representative, as you stated, for District 31E. And I'm trying to get a map exactly of my area, but I know for sure it's majority Sabine Parish and maybe, some towards the Natchitoches Parish line, maybe even into Natchitoches Parish. I'm trying to get an updated map because you do have congressional and representative maps for Louisiana, but they haven't really broke one down for RSCC. And basically, the RSCC for the LAGOP represents all registered Republicans. The State Central Committee is like the governing body of the Louisiana Republican Party. And there's about 230 elected members representing their districts across the state. We're dedicated to the purpose of electing persons affiliated with the party to public offices at the federal, state, and local levels and supporting issues that reflect the principles of the party. So what I've tried to make people understand is, like, because they're like, well, what is it that you actually do? I try to get people to vote Republican and vote for Republicans that we endorse as a party. So just to give you an example, the GOP came out and endorsed Governor Landry in the race last election and endorsed him right away. You know, some people thought it was too fast, but I felt like he was the guy for the job, so I was happy with it, given my endorsement. And as a whole, we gave our total endorsement for Governor Jeff Landry, if that makes any sense.
Okay. How did you go about getting this appointment?
I'd heard about it through so at my company, I work for Enterprise Products. It's a natural gas, liquids. We have everything you can think of in the energy side. I have a coworker who's an environmental scientist. He ran for state representative. His name's Tim Pruitt. He's also on the RSCC for his district. He lives in Stonewall. And I also work with a state senator. He's from South Louisiana named Caleb Kleinpeter. He's also on the RSCC, plus he's a state senator. And they all kind of told me about it. And, you know, when I met Mr. Alan Seaball when he was running for Senate, you know, he kind of also gave me more information about it, because I told him I had interest in politics, you know, especially at the local level, for sure. He said, well, this is a good way to get your foot in the door to start understanding what politics is all about. And I jumped right on it. I ran. I was unopposed. So it's just basically me saying, hey, I want to do it, because there was nobody else running. But a lot of people doesn't even know this position exists.
So is this an elected position?
Yes, sir.
Who votes on it?
The people in that district.
Do they have to be Republicans?
Not necessarily. I don't believe so, but I wouldn't really know, because nobody ran against me. But if you go to Go Vote and look at your elected officials, it'll show me on there.
Well, that's
your area.
That's a way to get into office without any opposition, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I should be your Mr. Roberts and Mr. Ted's GOP representative.
Well, actually, I'm not Republican, so you're out of luck.
Yes, well, I'm your representative either way.
Do you get paid for this? Does it have any money? Do you have any money to give out to candidates?
There's no money to be made in the position. We do get, of course, when we go down to our meetings in Baton Rouge, we get a discounted rate for the hotel. And pretty much you get to meet a lot of people. Like, I've met all kinds of senators, representatives, you know, brush shoulders with the governor. You know, we have special guests come in every now and then that's, you know, either federally, you know, representing the state of Louisiana, or at the local level, as far as like in Baton Rouge. So you get to meet a lot of people, make a lot of connections.
So, like, if someone's running for office in the Republican Party, you guys don't have any money to disperse to them?
No, sir.
Just moral support.
I mean, as a total GOP, LA GOP, yes, we do, but not like individuals unless we just make an individual contribution. But, yeah, I kind of misunderstood you. As a whole, the LA GOP does offer money for endorsements for Republican people running for office.
And, by the way, we're going to take a quick break. Brent Littlefield, he is the person that's been with Jeff Landry through all his campaigns, early going and everything. He's in D.C. He's a consulting firm, and he's kind of a kingmaker in Louisiana. He's going to be our guest. I think it's Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday. He's going to be with us. First time ever going to be an interesting program. Hope you'll tune in for it. We'll find out the inner workings of the governor's office and the constitutional amendments coming up. He's an expert on it. We'll be back in a moment. Now, I want to talk to you about Broadline Services. Now, look. Maybe you don't realize it, but there's a good chance the flooring in your house could be 15, 20 years old, and it's time to change it out. You can change it out and replace it with carpet, or you can put ceramic tile or porcelain or wood. You can, whatever you want to do and imagine. My friends at Broadline Services can provide it for you. They're across the street from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. You can talk to Tim or Juanita. They're at 318- 6521215. Go to broadlines.org and find out more details. If it goes in a house, they are the professionals. They can do it.
Hi, future demons. This is Mackenzie Scroggs, Miss Louisiana 2023, and current Northwestern State University student pursuing a career in dance. I invite you to see NSU at its best. Walk through our beautiful campus, tour our incredible labs and classrooms, and get a feel for your future at Northwestern. We offer private, personalized campus tours led by student ambassadors. Visit nsu.la/tours today to schedule your free campus tour. Your journey is just getting started.
Is your old ice chest ready for retirement? Why not replace it with a high-performance cooler by Yeti? Head over to Nichols and check out our great line of Yeti coolers. Yeti coolers are built to be indestructible and keep ice solid for days. Nichols also stocks plenty of Yeti beverage containers, tumblers, Yeti coolers, and Yeti totes. Perfect for camping, fishing, parties, and picnics. You won't go wrong with Yeti coolers, tumblers, and accessories. Get yours now at your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
You know, a place that you can still take the entire family and get whatever you want for the entire family, it's Nichols. Nichols is in Winfield, Leesville, Coachella, and Manny, and they provide everything for the family, from clothing to sporting goods to boots to sunglasses to whatever you want. If you need a rifle, shotgun, a pistol, they've got one for you. That's Nichols Stores. Stop by and see the Moore family and get great service. Robert Gentry's got the program this morning. Robert, go ahead.
Thank you, Ted. We're very pleased to have with us this morning Trey Mitchell, who is the new representative for the Louisiana GOP party from District 31E, which includes Sabine Parish. He replaced the late Valmore Biles, who held that position. And Valmore died a couple of years ago. And a lot of people don't know what GOP stands for. So just so that folks will know, it stands for the Grand Old Party. And Trey, with the recent national election, we've seen a revival of the Grand Old Party. Would you address that?
Yes, sir. I think it's mainly people are tired of, you know, the last 4 years of how things was going, you know, the way the tax money was spent. And, you know, everybody has their own different opinion. Even conservatives, we're all different on our viewpoints on certain things. Some lean more libertarian, some lean more left, some lean more right, even though we vote conservative. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Better? Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, that's what I think, you know, the so-called red wave was brought on by, you know, people tired of certain things happening. They wanted change. They wanted real change. And especially speaking about the federal election with Donald Trump, you know, he is a successful businessman. And as silly as it sounds, the United States is sort of a business. So why not have the business-minded guy in office to, you know, save us some money and put America back on track?
Totally agree with you. Are you surprised at some of the waste that is now coming out that the liberal Democrats have done all these years?
No, sir. And you could ask my wife if she was online. I talk about this stuff all the time. I cannot imagine the amount of tax money that is wasted. And it's with the Doge or Elon Musk, whatever, whoever's on that committee getting that stuff done, you know, I can't imagine what they're finding. And I feel like that needs to be done at all levels. Even if you have a village, town, city, parish, state government, and now nationwide, that needs to be done at every level. I really do believe that.
Do you think there's any government agency that couldn't make some cuts if they had to?
Oh, every government agency could make some cuts. It's just how prideful and ego the people that's running the show, you know, that determines on how much they cut or what they cut, in my opinion.
But what incentive do they have to make the cuts? Because if they make cuts, they get someone's job who doesn't vote for them in the future. And if they don't make the cuts, the taxpayers pay for it. I mean, there's not a lot of incentive there for them to make cuts.
I agree with that. But I do believe integrity will prevail. And if that loses your if you lose a re-election due to integrity, then you can go to sleep every night knowing you did the right thing.
Of course, you can also go over my golden rule in politics. Friends never remember, enemies never forget.
Yes, sir. That is true. Very true.
Okay. There's a local group of businessmen, and last week, Representative Bruce Gandy's good friend, Representative Schemmerhorn, spoke to the group, and he said he is leading a move to appoint a committee of legislators to study how to cut waste in Louisiana. And my opinion is that if we're going to cut waste in Louisiana, we need to get an impartial group of business people to do it, not politicians.
Yes, sir, I agree with that. We have to have people that subject matter experts on what's being discussed, and I believe that with any facet of life, whether that's your job or politics or education, school board, anything for that matter, you know, you need subject matter experts that knows exactly what's going on.
But I'll give you a great example. You're serving Sabine Parish, and last month, Sabine Sales and Use Tax Commission collected for the month of January almost $5 million more than they did last year. They collected $7,987,245.98. That's a $5 million increase from a year ago. So do you think any of those agencies, and, I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, the school board got an additional $2 million plus. Police jury got an additional $1 million plus. Council on Aging got an additional $265,000 plus. District attorney got an additional $132,000. Should they be giving some of that back to taxpayers since it's a big gift from Santa Claus, Santa Claus being, i.e., the taxpayer?
Yes, sir. I'll give a brief statement on that. I do believe every organization within the local government should be audited every year by maybe an outside source or whatever, because people's tax money is important to them, and they want to know what their money's going to. A lot of people forget that, you know, the government works for the people. Even though the people in the government are the people, we need to be, you know, have high integrity and exactly know where every dollar is going to. And if there is excess and we're taking too much money, then something needs to be done about it.
What do you do to get people that think like you think to run for office?
I don't know. A lot
and
of
when
people
I say, let me qualify that. People think like you think. Let's make it more specific. The Conservative Republican Party is what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. I believe a lot of people just need to take a step back and look at what's really being done. You know, are the people that you voted for actually, you know, representing your cause or your ideas? And I know every representative of some kind of group of people are not going to have everybody's ideas and interests you know, at the forefront because it's a group. Of course, this guy's conservative. Just give you an example. There's a guy that's conservative. Oh, he thinks like me. Well, not all the time. You know, you can't really pinpoint every idea and put it in place, but sometimes you can strive, you know, to try to, you know, reach everybody's values and opinions and put forth an effort to, you know, whether if your duty is to vote a certain way for your constituents or, you know, make changes.
We're visiting this morning with Trey Mitchell. He's on the Louisiana Republican Committee. We'll be back in a moment. Northwestern State University is online. Master of Science in Nursing and Nurse Practitioner Program has been ranked as the best in Louisiana, according to registerednursing.org. Looking for a great education? Want to get into nursing or into the medical profession? Northwestern State University's got a place for you. Contact them today. Go online, Northwestern State University. Alan Seabaugh will be with us on Thursday. State Senator, don't go away.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment. My office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hey, welcome back. If it's time to get that eye exam, it's time to see my friends at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They got 15 locations to serve you, including Leesville, Winfield, and Natchitoches and Alexandria. You can call them at 318-487-2020 or go online to laeyeandlaser.com. From routine eye exams to fitting contact lenses to the most complicated surgery, including cataract, they do it all, and they do it with professional, the best in the business physicians. Trey Mitchell is our guest this morning. He's on the Republican committee. Trey, how often you guys have meetings?
Normally about three or four times a year, and sometimes we'll call a special meeting if something needs to be discussed, as far as like anything that we didn't get discussed on our normal scheduled meetings. And the majority of our meetings are in Baton Rouge. But some like our upcoming meeting will be in Alexandria this time. It kind of changes locations, but 90% of the time it's in Baton Rouge.
Okay, Trey, two-pronged question.
Yes, sir.
Number one, What do you see as the future of the Republican Party? And second, what is your future within the Republican Party?
The future of the Republican Party, in my estimation, I do believe, I know now this may sound crazy, I do believe Republicans will start wanting to have smaller government, if that makes sense. I think our ideas will move towards that. Stay conservative, but try to make government as small as possible while also being efficient, because I don't know anybody that likes big government, in my opinion. And my future as a Republican, you know, I definitely, you know, maybe one day I could run for representative for my district. I think that would be an awesome achievement if I could achieve that.
Okay, so you bring up a great point. So let me ask you the question. Without putting you on the spot, let me put you on the spot. So should government be buying and building walking tracks and golf courses and swimming pools and things like that? Is that the government's responsibility?
I don't believe it's their responsibility, but if it is tax money and, you know, the people vote on increasing, you know, adding, you know, a public use facility or something like you speak of, maybe not a golf course, but, you know, like a local, just to give you an example, just say, you know, we all got together and wanted to build a youth center for Sabine Parish, but build it in Manny, you know, maybe we could get a grant. Because if our government can send billions of dollars to a foreign country, why can't they send, you know, $1 million to a local Louisiana parish?
Well, I guess I could contend that by saying is that, you know, we send grants and get grants and taxes, but our roads are falling apart. I mean, there's only so much tax dollars out there. It would appear to me that if we're going to have a smaller government, we ought to start by getting rid of some of the Santa Claus items and get down to some serious business.
Yes, sir. The roads, that's all I hear from, you know, the citizens of especially Sabine, but anywhere in Louisiana, you know, whether I'm in South Louisiana at a job meeting or training, you know, we talk about the same things that we talk about in North Louisiana. The roads are terrible, and we just don't know why, especially being in Sabine Parish with our tax rate being one of the highest in the state. I think we're right behind Calcasieu Parish. I think we're second.
So,
I could be wrong.
Trey, what can we do to get better roads in this state? They're awful.
Mr. Robert, when I ran for this position, these guys I work with, that's all they talked about. They said, if you do anything, you need to give me some answers on why this road's not marked or why this road's doing this. And, of course, I send Mr. Allen, you know, our senator, I send him those statements all the time. And, which I haven't talked really much with Mr. Rodney Schammerhorn, but I'm going to reach out to him more often now. And that's mainly the main you know, problem that people have is they want to know why the roads are the way they are. Because you can go into Arkansas, they have great roads. Go into Texas, they have great roads.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah. I believe Mississippi even has better roads than us.
Yeah. Hey, Trey, we're out of time. It's been fun visiting with you. Want to get an update in the future on how things are going. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you. Touched me like